Going back to Sunday, obviously, two clutch situations. And just talk about the outcome. I mean, positive for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was positive for everybody. We won, and I got a chance to help the team, and I came through, and it was fun. It was a good feeling to come out with a win and a division win against a team that we like to beat.
When I mean, Tom goes in, it was a kind of two-minute drill there, obviously, when he steps on the field. When is that when you kind of go into your mode as well?
I mean, I'm always ready. I have a routine that I go through. I don't usually start really preparing to kick until we cross a 50, but in a situation like at the end of the half, the end of the game where things are sped up, I kind of start my process a little earlier, and things just happened to flow well at the end of that game, and there wasn't, you know, anything crazy that happened, and they called my name and went out there and kicked, and I did my job, and I don't overthink things, and I don't think, well, this situation's bigger than the other. I just try to kick and make every kick I possibly can. Very nice.
Is there anything fun to plan for anything you want to do that you might not have done last time?
No, I mean, I doubt we'll have too much time to really enjoy, go sightseeing, maybe take a tour bus. I don't know. They haven't told us a schedule yet, so. Just it'll be fun if we win, and we'll have a good time.
Was there anything last time that falls into the fun trip to London thing?
Well, we won, and we beat Tampa pretty good. So if we go out and beat the Rams, pretty good, then we'll have a really good time.
So you don't care if you see Big Ben or anything?
I've seen it.
So, okay. Yeah.
It'll be nothing new.
Do you have a different mindset during games when it's, final minute of the fourth quarter and the team is driving and you might have an opportunity to kick versus when it's beginning of the game, first quarter, and it's not quite the same, moment in the game, not quite the same pressure? Does your mindset change?
I mean, it's automatically forces you to focus. I try to keep the same focus, whether it's the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter kick, because there have been games where I've made or missed kicks that we've ended up winning by three, or that 3 points could have really helped. So, the dramatics of it might change when you look back at it, but during the game, I want to make every kick. And if I would have missed a kick in the first quarter, I'd be just as upset as if I missed one at the end of the game. And I just try to stay even and stay, keep my head low, do my job, and show up and work each day. And things work themselves out if you work hard and put your talent to good use.
With the new overtime rules, was there a moment where you kicked the overtime kick and you're like, oh, game's over, we just won?
No, I mean, I knew the rules. It kind of stunk because it would have been a lot more reacting fun and, if we could have celebrated a little differently. But a win's a win. It's not about me or being able to celebrate, and it was fun to win.
Did you approve of the job Zoltan did talking for you after the game?
I didn't know he talked for me.
Yeah, he was answering the hows.
Well, I heard I got in trouble for not talking after the Buffalo game, and I was in there, and no one talked to me. So I'm not taking a fall for that one.
You
do? No. Yeah, Zoltan's a good talker.
Yes, he is.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks.